Here's Rick Dietzman and some of his friends. They've gathered together to give us our scripture reading today.
These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel.
Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise.
Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair.
These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young.
Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance.
By exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles.
Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge.
Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding.
For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold.
Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her.
She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left.
She will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying.
Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly.
Wisdom. The Bible is filled with lots of words of wisdom, particularly the book of Proverbs. Now, wisdom, as we look around our life and our community and our country and the world, is, well, it's something we could really use right now. Some real wisdom, not some temporary fix, but some real wisdom about how to move forward, especially how to move forward in difficult times. Isn't it true for you that you could use a little wisdom in the midst of the coronavirus? I know I can. As we look at the word wisdom, it is a word that denotes to us a great love and respect. It's living what is right and true combined with good judgment. It's the good judgment part that really brings the wisdom, and it's built upon what is right and what is true. And so wisdom is about being discerning. It's about being judicious. It's about being prudent. It's about being sensible. Now, all of those words are words that I've needed this week as I've made my way. Some good truth. Knowing what is right in God's eyes, combining that with some good judgment that often has to do with the timing of what is right and true. Solomon has given us the book of Proverbs so that we would be wiser people as we move forward in life. Verses 1 to 3. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise, to live successful lives, to do what is right and just and fair. And then in Proverbs 3:15, wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Wisdom. Wisdom helps us live our life in the very best way possible. Now, here's three good reasons why we all want to have wisdom. Now, number one, I found that wisdom helps me around making bad choices in life. And, well, we're pretty good at making bad choices. Sometimes we're fools who are doing foolish things. And God looks down upon us, I'm sure, at times and just, so to speak, shakes his head. I was surfing through the channels the other day, and I came upon a show that was really all about foolishness. All the foolish things that people try to do, and what was amazing to me is some of them were actually sober. as they did things that basically hurt themselves over and over again. And we've seen that, bloopers from different sporting events or activities where people are foolish. They're doing foolish things and, well, we're not surprised that that might hurt them, injure them. It's not only as we take on a physical activity that we have a tendency to need some wisdom. It's what we say as well. And God wants to help us avoid the bad in life, and he wants to lead us to the good in life. Let's look at verse 7. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. There, the word is self-control. And it does get down to who has the wisdom that you want in your life. Now, some of us just follow the crowd. Well, all those people are doing it. It can't be bad. It can't be the wrong thing to do. On the other side, some of us believe that we have all the wisdom that is necessary for life. And we think the one and only opinion of how to live out our life is simply our own opinion. And so we're either following the crowd or we're all wrapped up in our own kind of wisdom. And it's true, sometimes, okay, maybe many times, the crowd is foolish. And we all know that we can be very foolish in what we do and what we say. And so we know better than to just be wrapped up in our own opinion, our own ability to know everything and be wise about that, to know everything that is right and true, and combine that with good judgment. We just don't do that all the time. Do you? I know I don't. So wisdom leads us around making bad choices. It also leads us to an understanding, a knowledge of God, an experience of God that's personal. God isn't just way up there. God is very present. And wisdom leads us to that personal relationship, that personal knowledge that we need to be wise as we move forward in life. Now, it's interesting to look at verse 7. Fear of the Lord is the foundation. Fear of the Lord, well, oh, there's that word again. Do I really have to be afraid to be in a relationship with God? And many of us have been taught that along the way. Many of us have thought that along the way, but that's to not understand the word fear. God doesn't want us running and hiding from him. He wants to draw us to himself. And the word here, fear, is really the word revere. And that word revere means to have a deep respect of God in God's word. A deep respect. Do we respect God? And do we respect the wisdom that God lays out in his word? Now, it is a lot of trusting and obeying. And I'd ask you this morning, what are you trusting in the midst of this COVID-19 virus? Are you trusting in your own ability to just stay safe in your house? Are we concerned more about what's happening in the stock market than what's happening with our neighbor? See, we can all use wisdom along the way. And we're all trusting something. We're trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in our bank account. We're even trusting perhaps on the heavy side that other people will come and rescue us in this time of difficulty. So we need to have a deep respect for God and his word, and it shows up by trusting and obeying him and his word. Listen to what Isaiah says. Lord, you show our Lord, we show our trust in you by obeying your laws. Our heart's desire is to glorify your name. Now notice the two parts. First of all, we're obeying the law. Well, that's the knowledge, that's the understanding that God wants to impart to us in our personal relationship with him. He wants us to know what we need to know about being in relationship with him, being in relationship with one another, and how to move forward, especially in trying times of life. And in his laws, his commandments, his instructions and suggestions, as we read in Timothy, he's equipping us for every good thing. He's wisely equipping us for every good thing. Now, we not only have to trust his word, but we have to obey. And that's about our heart's desire. It's interesting to see that Thomas had difficulty feeling that the resurrection of Jesus was true. And he kind of put his foot down and said, if I don't see Jesus for myself, if I can't touch Jesus, then I can't believe. And so Thomas gets the opportunity to see Jesus. And what does Jesus say? You know, blessed are those that don't see and believe. And so it is about trusting and it is about obeying. It's about trusting with our mind and our understanding and our knowledge. But it's also about where our heart's desire is. That personal encounter with God. Now, wisdom is given to us for a personal relationship and a personal God. We can know God personally because God has chosen to reveal himself that way. Listen to what Jeremiah 9 says. That they truly know me and understand that I am Lord. Now, Jeremiah is speaking for God. What's God's desire? That they would truly know me and understand that I am the Lord. And again, that's about trusting what we know about God, and it's about our heart's desire to take what we know and what we're experiencing about God and put that into play in our lives, no matter how challenging life is. So I think we can wise up in terms of our knowledge and our experience, our personal knowledge and experience of God. Let's jump to Proverbs 3:18. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. Now notice the two things that we're called to do. Number one, we're called to embrace it. Embrace the knowledge and experience, the personal experience we can have with God. We have to lean into that. We have to open up our arms to that, open up our lives to that. And as we do, it's amazing what God teaches us. It's really amazing what we experience in terms of our relationship with God. But if we want a wise, successful, God-honoring life, then we're the ones that have to embrace it. God wants to embrace us. The only question is whether we'll open up our arms, so to speak, and get those arms around the truth of God, the presence and the power of God. Now, the second thing that we're instructed to do is we're to hold on tight. And I think we need to embrace God and lean into God, but we also have to hold on to his hand. We have to hold tightly to the hand of God that he stretches out to each and every one of us. if we want to be wise, we have to embrace who God is and embrace the truth of how God has revealed himself for us through the Word of God, through the Bible. The other thing we need to do is we need to hold on tightly. Hold on tight to the to a God that loves us, that wants to bless us, that has a plan and a purpose for us. We need to get our arms around God, and we need to hold on to God's hand. And that's not always easy in a crisis. It's not always easy to do in the challenge of life. And again, it has everything to do with whether we're following God, following the crowd, or whether we just think we're smart enough and know enough to get ourselves through in life. So wisdom helps us go around and avoid our bad choices. Wisdom leads us to a personal experience with God, a knowledge of God, an inside desire and experience of God. The bottom line of wisdom is God wants to help us live life. It's about application. Yes, we should always be learning more or knowing more. But the truth is all we know, it needs to make its way to how we're living out our life. And right now, we could use some great wisdom in how to live life. How to deal with all the things that are coming our way. And so there is some great wisdom in the Word of God. Transformation of our lives is the goal of wisdom. Of all that information that we're taking in, look with me at verses 4 and 5 in Proverbs 1. These proverbs will give you insight, knowledge, and discernment. Let those with understanding receive guidance. Now, do we want to receive guidance? And as we do, what do we gain from that? We gain a great insight about faith and life, a great knowledge about faith and life, and then we have a discerning wisdom about how to make our way. Now, why go uninformed? I'm one of those people, when I buy something, I like there to be a picture on the box of what it looks like all put together. And so I open the box and get all the pieces out, and no, I don't read the directions. And once or twice after I've tried to put it all together by myself, well, it's not 100 pieces. It's only 20 pieces. And I'm amazed how it's only 20 pieces and I have about 2 pieces, 3 pieces left when I'm done. If we read the directions and follow the directions, it's amazing how things come together. And I am one of those people. I can try to follow the directions and it still doesn't come all together. And then I go to my wife, Claire. She's very good with spatial relationships of things, and she can always help me get it put together the right way. Too many of us are trying to live life, especially in a crisis, without reading the instructions. And the instructions are right here. God offers them to us. All we have to decide is whether we're willing to take them in, whether we really desire them, whether we have a deep respect for God's word, and therefore having an informed, deep respect about our relationship with him. But it is all about application. It is all about transformation, and I've given you an application chart to look at. And you'll notice that in this application chart, I think it's coming. Oh, it's there. All right, it's to my left. Now, notice what the application, I'm looking for it on the back, and it's not there, and that's all right. This is how to apply the Word of God to our life. Now, notice it begins with God's wisdom. And getting our arms around God's wisdom is understanding that we're worshiping the Almighty God. We should be in awe of what we read and what we experience. Because God is awesome. And again, he's not far away and uncaring, just the opposite. He wants to reveal himself to us so that we can know him personally. Know his word and then wisely apply that to our life. So it begins with God's wisdom, and then it requires some moral application. Is it going to be our standard that we live by, or is it going to be God's standard that we live by? Are we going to personally and willingly obey God? Take what we're learning and putting it into play in our life on a daily basis. And that really leads us to a second requirement, and that is practical action. Are we going to act on what God bestows upon us, the wisdom that he gives us? Again, the commands and the instructions, the suggestions, the encouragements. Are we going to act on those on a daily basis? And I don't know about you, but I can use that right now. I, like the rest of the world, is a little off balance right now. And I'm looking for that still point in my turning world. That God that I can embrace, that God whose hand I can hold, who is leading me in the best direction in life. But finally, I have to decide whether I'm going to put it into play or not. And then finally, that results in effective living. Experiencing what God does with our obedience. And there are great stories of what God is doing with our very practical obedience in these very practical times. Transformation. We talked about that on Easter Sunday. The goal of the Holy Spirit is to indwell us and change us from the inside out, transform us more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. This book is filled with great wisdom and insight. And what's great about God to me is that he hasn't kept it to himself. But he reveals himself and his word to us so that we can be more effective in our living. More effective in honoring God, in revering God. Doing better at knowing and understanding his word. And then, like you, the big challenge is putting it into play every day. And that's why it's good to have some devotion in the morning that'll set you for the rest of the day. Wise words for wise people. Oh, I can tell you they're wise words. And I hope that you're wise enough to not only understand them, take them to heart, but put them into play successfully in your life. Let's pray together. Jesus, you know our propensity for being self-absorbed. And in this kind of a crisis, it's interesting that pushes us even more into our own little world. And so we want to embrace your wisdom. We want to hang on tightly to our personal relationship with you. And as we incline our ear to you, as we put our eyes on the Word of God, As we get in touch with where our heart and soul is, I ask, Lord, that you would bring us wisdom, spiritual wisdom, practical wisdom. We know the truth. It all begins with a reverence for you. And Jesus, where we're not trusting in this time, give us trust. Give us your Holy Spirit. Indwell us, empower us. Lord, where we're not being as obedient as we could be, give us eyes to see that and ears to hear that, so that we might go in the wisest, best direction in these difficult times. Lord, you know we're not good at making choices at times. And so, Lord, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for revealing yourself to us, not only personally, but in your word, to the end that we could live successfully, purposefully in this life until we get to the life that comes in you. Jesus, we pray all these things in your name. Amen.